And I've got to introduce them all to you right now. We've got Jess,
Hello.
Got Brenton,
Hello.
We've got Tommy,
G'day.
And we've got James.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for fitting all of us in.
Well, barely, because one of the mics is on me because there's only three other mics in the studio and we've got four people. But this is a record for me. I've never had four people on a mic
at once. Wow. Well, Brenton, you have to share, so.
Well, yeah, good. I'm happy to do that. That's fine. As long as Tommy gives me the space.
Yeah. It's adorable back here.
Now, before we talk about this show coming up, you guys have brought in a bloody sketch. How cool is this?
Ooh.
Pretty good.
I've never done a live sketch on air before, so
never
this is exciting.
In the history of 2SER?
Well, let's just say that. But
let's go with that.
Let's go with that.
Any record will do at this point.
Completely original.
So what a way to introduce Johnny Cobart to our audience by you doing a live sketch on air. I'm going to swing my mic around to you, Tommy, and I'm going to let you guys go for it, right?
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right, here we go.
Strap in.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah, Timmy.
Is Santa real?
What have you heard?
Oh, just something Jared said at school.
Oh, that Jared. Oh, honey. Okay. Santa is someone mummies and daddies make up to make Christmas feel extra special. He's very real in our hearts, though. Is that okay?
Yeah, I get it, Mum.
Okay, good. Just, like, don't spread it around. Let the other kids find out in their own time.
Well, I won't, Mum. Don't worry.
Oh, you're going to be late for the bus.
Okay, see you, Mum.
You better get going. Love you, sweetie.
Love you, bye.
Excuse me, are we forgetting something?
Oh, sorry, Mum.
Mwah. Get out of here, you scoundrel.
Carolyn.
Oh, my God. Santa?
You, blocked your chimney.
State regulations.
I heard what you said.
What do you want, Nick?
I was pretty real 8 years ago.
You son of a...
I want to see Timmy. Where's Timmy?
Timmy's at Taekwondo.
Giving me that cold treatment, huh? You don't think I get enough of that at home? Jesus. Carolyn, all I've ever wanted to do is provide for you. For Timmy.
Timmy doesn't need a new set of Hot Wheels and an iPod stuffed into a stocking once a year. He needs a father. I've got to get to work. You need to go.
They made me redundant at the factory, Carolyn.
Oh, God, Nick.
The elves. They unionized, man.
I thought you were off the booze.
Why? Got milk?
You're pissed.
I'm in love with you, Carolyn.
Oh, don't start with that crap!
With what? It might have taken me 8 years to admit it. 8 long years, but hell... I need you in my life.
I left a beer out every night for 6 months hoping you'd come home. And a carrot for Rudolph.
Mum, I left my puff right. Mum?
Timmy.
Who is that?
This is Santa, darling.
I'm your father, Timmy.
Santa's my dad?
That's right, Timmy. I've been busy with work the last couple of years, but all that's changed. We're going to catch up with some lost time, little buddy. We're going to hit the arcade, throw around the footy, you and me. I'm going to be the best dad I can possibly be. I won't leave you again, Carolyn.
But, Mum, you said Santa's not real. Were you lying?
One day you'll understand, Timmy.
Can he stay, Mum?
Please.
You know what? I'm not waiting out there in the cold, Nick. You can go eat it, you hear me?
Oh.
Who is this?
Oh, my gosh. Carolyn, this is Cindy, the tooth fairy.
Carolyn? Who the hell is Carolyn?
I told you to wait in the sleigh.
Could you not raise your voice in front of my child, please?
Nick, is this your new squeeze? This is BS.
Hey, you're in my goddamn house!
I'll be leaving a $10 note under your pillow after I'm done with you, lady.
You're a joke, Nick. This is a joke!
Guys, please.
Guys, stop yelling, please!
Timmy!
See? Jesus Christ. Christ!
Okay, the pair of you can hit the bricks! Get out right now!
Oh, no way, Mum. Look, it's the Easter Bunny.
Hey, Nick, are you still all right to drop us at the airport? Because I could just get an Uber or something.
Get off my veranda!
Okay, come on, guys. This is my man.
Oh, honey, he is not worth it.
Okay, Carolyn, can we just borrow, like, $6,000 real quick?
Ouch!
Shit!
Oh man, that was great. Oh, it's all of my dreams broken at once. Well, every kid listening right now, yes, Santa is real and he's your dad.
And he's drunk.
All of those traumatic memories just come swamping back.
Oh, that was amazing, guys. Sketch, did you just make that up just for us today?
No. It's one of the sketches that you will be able to catch in Johnny Cobra's Jurassic Ark next month.
Now, this is a journey to Sketch Island.
That's right.
And there's a really interesting sort of premise to this show.
Yeah.
I like to think of it as a bit of a cross between like Indiana Jones, maybe in Monty Python, of course, or the Goonies.
No, that's exactly it.
Tell us about those comparisons.
Basically what we've gone for is a giant sort of like action adventure movie spoof. So there's a bit of King Kong, there's a bit of Jurassic Park, obviously, in the name, and Indiana Jones as well.
So essentially it's about this troupe of comedians who try to find like the ultimate joke, the ultimate...
Oh, right. The best joke ever in the world.
Yeah, just to like how to be the best comedians.
Okay.
And they have to go deep into the jungles of Sketch Island to find it. And
it doesn't come easy.
Yeah, the joke being that, you know, we spelt Jurassic Ark with a C as in character arc, so maybe what they need is inside of them the whole time. But you'll have to find out for yourself.
Wow, I love this. I love this. I love the inspiration behind it as well, behind the whole group's name. Johnny Cobra, I didn't get it. I didn't even twig. But of course, let's compare that to Monty Python, shall we? I wouldn't have picked it. Like, do people go, where is Johnny? Who's Johnny Cobra? Which one of you is Johnny Cobra?
We kind of like it. It makes us sound more original. But
yeah, it was basically just like a guy's name and then a snake. And yeah. we did rip it off Monty Python. But people don't seem to make the comparison until we ask them to on radio.
I love it.
It makes us look good. maybe. I mean, big shoes to fill. Big shoes to fill.
So you've got is it the four of you all on stage at once? Is how many of you are sort of...
There's another two performers and another producer. But,
right.
There's a fair few of us, and it's a bit of a sort of sketch roller coaster. So your kitchen sink Santa, which you guys have just heard, it's in there.
Well played by James, by the way. Amazing.
Very well done, Mr. James Hartley on the mic.
Thank you.
So it's basically just a bunch of random sketches, making fun of Christmas and Woody Allen.
We have a Woody Allen Anonymous.
Right.
We have a Femme Film Corner.
Okay.
We do a sketch where it's like a self-help group of a bunch of guys who are just like Woody Allen impersonators. So it's really, really... None of the sketches have anything to do with each other, so we sort of gave it this island adventure movie sort of through line.
And I love the idea. I love the premise. I love sketches in general. Back when I was young, I felt I was a lot more sketch comedy, like on TV.
Yeah, definitely.
And I grew up in the days like Comedy Company and Full Frontal and Fast Forward and those sort of things.
The golden age.
Yeah. And those sort of random skits that will just jump from thing to thing to thing and you wouldn't quite know where they're going to be next. I feel like that's sort of what this is going to be like.
Yeah, 100%.
And
you're all individually actors and comedians. How did you end up forming this troupe together? Like, what was it that tied you all together?
Well, me and Tom actually went to school together. He was in the year below me. And then we all met through Short and Sweet, I'm
pretty
sure.
Short and Sweet Play Festival we did a bunch of times. That's how I met James. And
then ITS as well, Improv Theatre School.
Yeah, right.
Just kind of
plug them. They're the best.
They are. And you're playing really a giant dwarf, which, of course, they do a lot of shows at.
100%. And it's such a gorgeous venue. Yeah. If you haven't been there, it's definitely great.
Now, Tommy, apparently you did a Short and Sweet show called Scratch, which holds the record for most awards at Short and Sweet. Is that right?
I think so. I mean,
you do. You hold the awards from guy who has most awards from Short and Sweet Sydney.
Yeah, so come see what all the fuss is about.
Wow,
right?
That's a pretty cool accolade.
But yeah,
it is. It's the largest short play festival in the world. So
it is.
Yeah,
that's why I bring him along.
He's got the stats.
Yeah. We did it. We did like a cockney crime comedy called Scratch, and it was about a bunch of like Guy Ritchie style gangsters who beat this guy up and tie into a chair, and they interrogate him, and then the twist is that they actually just work for like a local DVD store. And this was like 4 years ago, back when they were still around, you know.
Oh, DVD stores.
DVD stores.
4 years? Yeah. I reckon, oh, they've been gone for so long now.
I know. Well, we rehashed it a few times and it just got increasingly less relevant every time we'd dust it off.
Which is really sad.
Yeah, it is. It became a bit of a sort of requiem for the age of the video shop, which is nice. Yeah. And I think we all miss them. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, look, I remember going to the video shop back in the day. It was like $7 for a new release, I think it was. Really expensive back then. But you get like weeklies. You get like, you know, five weeklies for $10. And I was like...
The best.
You know, but you wait for them all the new releases to get a weekly. But, you know, Terminator 2 just took forever.
It's true.
No, now you got to stream everything. And then if you don't have good internet connection, which in Australia we don't, so everything's lagging.
I mean, what a hassle. Well, the hoops you have to jump through.
But yeah, this show should be a good one. It's a gorgeous venue and it's a really tight ensemble, so we're really excited to share it with you all.
It's bloody exciting. You've got a preview show on October 30th at Giant. It's 2 weeks before the run. Like, is this just like a way to like iron out the bugs? How does it work?
No, it's going to be bug-free by October 30th. You heard it here first. Sort of, but it also gives us a bit of a chance for word of mouth to get out and run some more, you know, promo material off the back of it and get it up there and freak out, I guess.
You get one chance to freak out. No, you get the nerves done and then you've got the three shows in a row. Bang.
Yeah, that's kind of good. We've got a bit of space between the preview and the other show. So any kinks?
Get our act together.
Not that it'll be kinks. It'll be amazing. It's called Johnny Cobra's Jurassic Ark Journey to Sketch Island. It, like I said, preview show 30th of October and then goes from the 13th, 14th and 15th of November. That's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for people keeping track. We're going to give away a double pass to that preview show, but right at the end of this so I can answer the phone when I say goodbye to you. So I'll wait just a second because I can't answer the phone while I'm talking to you because that would just be weird.
It's that giant dwarf.
It's that giant dwarf. Yes, it is indeed. But I've got to thank you all for coming. Like I said, the first time I've ever done a sketch live on air, and you guys nailed it.
Anytime. So you want more sketches, we got it.
And if you want to see more sketches, get on down to this. Thank you so much to Jess, to Brenton, to Tommy, to James for coming on down.